You can sit down. That's all right. So I have a question for you. Have you ever felt, have you ever been sick? Have you ever felt sad? Have you ever felt discouraged? Maybe. Have you ever felt scared or maybe a little bit alone? Have you ever had big questions? Yeah. At some point in life, we all do. How many of you out there have ever felt those things? Okay, I see almost everybody's hand up. I just read a story in the Bible about the disciples kind of feeling like a lot of those things. If somebody is sick or sad or discouraged or scared, what are some things that we could do to help in that situation? What are some things that you might think of? Give them candy, yeah. Especially chocolate, right? Yeah, chocolate makes life a lot better. Yeah. Sour Patch Kids? Yeah. You like, is that your favorite? All right. What else might we do? Maybe some of them have some ideas. What else might we do? Give them a hug. Oh, hugs are good. Hugs are even better than chocolate, and chocolate is really good. Right? So, I don't know, it was probably about 10 years ago, the church I was at, which wasn't this church, but the church I was at, were going through a very a difficult and sad time. And I was trying to help the people of the church as they were experiencing that sadness. And so was I. And I happened to talk to a friend of mine who's a pastor. And he said, I have something for you. I'll send it to you in the mail. So one day, not too long after that, I received this prayer shawl in the mail. And he had asked a person in his church who made these prayer shawls if she would make me one. And I have kept it ever since then because it brought me a lot of comfort knowing that somebody cared during a difficult time. And it just brings me comfort. Still today, I have it on a rocking chair in my office, and sometimes I've probably wrapped a few people out there in this prayer shawl as we have prayed together and talked in my office during difficult times. And as we mentioned this morning, we have a group of people here at St. Mark who make these prayer shawls for people who need them. And how many? 235? Yeah. Have been given out. 236 as of this morning have been given out to people who are just in need of a little extra comfort. And so that's pretty nice, isn't it? Yeah. And there, I mean, you can, it's soft and it's warm. You can feel it. And it's kind of like a blanket, but it's even better than a blanket because it's a prayer shawl. And that made with this, stitched into this, are lots of love and prayers. And you'll see, why don't we stand up here and we can take a look. There are a number of these on the pews. So let's find one. Here, there's a couple here. And would you mind just putting your hands on those? Because we're going to bless these prayer shawls. So go ahead and find a prayer shawl somewhere around you. And if you happen to be by someone who creates these, and that's Jan is one, well, that's okay. One matters. That you've made one. That's thank you for making one. And we had Margie who just stepped out, and Karen, and was there somebody else that I missed? You could put your hand on their shoulder too and bless them, okay? So let's offer a prayer as a blessing, okay? Can you pray with me? Let's pray. Gracious God, you are the source of all comfort, and when we are sad or sick or lonely or scared or hurting in any kind of way, you are with us. We ask you to bless these prayer shawls as reminders of your love and faithfulness. Bless our prayer shawl ministry, and bless each person who creates these beautiful gifts of love. We thank you for how they share these gifts of love with those who feel vulnerable. Bless all the people who receive these gifts. May they be wrapped in your presence, wrapped in your peace, wrapped in your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for helping me to bless these, and I hope you have a good day. Thank you.